Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. This podcast is another one in the series What Saith the Scriptures? And the book of the Bible we're to look at in this podcast is the book of Ezra. The book of Ezra records the return of the remnant of the Jewish people from Babylon, their settlement in Jerusalem and the surrounding country, the rebuilding of the temple, the re-establishment of the priestly services, and the general renewal of the national life. It is a continuation of the book of Chronicles, the last two verses of which here reappear as the first two verses, showing the connection. During the 70 years' captivity, the Babylonian Empire had passed away, giving place to that of the Persians under Cyrus, into whose heart God had placed the design, clearly foretold by the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah, of restoring his people to their own land. By the decree made in the first year of Cyrus's reign, the Jews are authorized to return, and his own subjects are called upon to assist them by contributions of money, goods and cattle, an appeal which is liberally responded to. In addition to their gifts, Cyrus restores the sacred vessels which had been taken from Solomon's temple at the time of its destruction, giving also money from his own treasury. Zerubbabel, of the royal lineage of David, is appointed leader of the returning people and governor of Jerusalem. In the second year after the return, the foundation of the new temple is laid amidst the rejoicing of the people. But its erection from the first is greatly hindered by the hostility of the neighbouring people, chiefly those in Samaria, who are at length, by false representations to the Persian king, successful in their efforts, and the project of the restoration is abandoned for nearly 20 years. Then, by the exertions of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, it is resumed and completed. From this period there is an interval of 58 years, of which we have no record until the arrival of Ezra in Jerusalem from Babylon. But the people seem to have been constantly exposed to the hostile attacks from the neighbours, which, from their being few in number, they are powerless to resist and have fallen into great poverty. They had adopted certain irregularities of living, having fallen away from the observance of the Mosaic law, and had contracted marriages with the alien people amongst and around them. Of the history of Ezra, not much is known beyond what can be gathered from this and the subsequent book. But he seems to have been held in high esteem at the court of the Persian king, who instructed him to proceed to Jerusalem with contributions and freewill offerings for the temple, and with authority to appoint magistrates and judges in Judea, and generally to relieve the distressed condition of his brethren. He was a descendant of Hilkiah, the high priest in the reign of Josiah, and is called a ready scribe in the law of Moses. He is acknowledged to be in part compiler and in part author of the Book of Chronicles. He is known to have made a second visit to Jerusalem, and is believed to have died there, or whilst on his return to Babylon. The period of history embraced in the Book of Ezra is about 80 years, from the first year of King Cyrus, B.C. 536, to the 80th year of King Extarches, B.C. 456. This podcast came from the Wicketgate magazine, which is www.wicketgate.co.uk. Trust you find the contents of What Saith the Scriptures of benefit. Thank you for listening.